From the heart of Europe to the world, this is RTI.
Welcome to Postcard from Pop Brad, boys and girls. There was a famous saying once that how different a week can make. I know that's in a day, but you know what I'm saying. This is Eric Wiltshire at the base of the Tatry Mountains, enjoying himself so much you wouldn't believe the change in 7 days. It's contagious. It is. We're in Slovakia, if you're joining us for the first time, as I think a lot of people could be this week. Lots. Which we'll come on to later. And so just a quick brace here. I'm sitting here in the RTI studios out in Slovakia, and I genuinely drive to work looking at mountains. And there's still some snow on the top of them, even though it's June. Amazing, really, isn't it? But it is like that. You can sort of come and enjoy yourself, as some very famous people will be doing soon. And every week we take a sideways look at the news, sometimes a bit laddish. So if you're nervous of laddishness, tune away now. And on the other side of the stagnating pond known as the North Sea, we have none other than the vegetating... stop it, Eric. Lee Banks in the UK.
How do you do?
How do you do?
I'm doing very well, thank you.
Well, I'm doing all right as well.
I was just wondering, you know, when he said that you drive to work looking at the mountains with the snow on top, does that mean you're clocking old women?
Sometimes you just despair, don't you, boys and girls?
I don't despair.
We
ever.
Do.
I have not known for my despair.
So, anyway, it's Lee and Eric looking at the news-ish with a sideways kind of... Well, we're just not politically correct on this programme. But, boys and girls...
Yeah, I am.
You're right. When have you ever been politically correct?
Since I was... When I could talk.
The only time you're politically correct, Lee... No, actually, it doesn't work, because you can dream then. I was going to say when you're asleep, but you can dream in proper thoughts.
I don't do anything correct when I'm asleep.
Anyway, boys and girls, I've got to start with a confession this week, boys and girls. Have to. Because several years ago, I hosted a number of World Cup-free programmes. And to be honest, it was a bit of a PR stunt with the station I was working on. And we did get loads of publicity for the show. And... I'm sorry to say that often when doing the show, you guys that may have been with me at the time, because I know a lot of you are still there, would be thinking, good old Eric, no World Cup. Well, actually, my confession is now coming out. I used to have a telly in the studio, and on the talkback, which is what we get in the studio that you don't hear, I had very quietly in the background the World Cup games in my ear. Which was slightly difficult sometimes, because when England got a goal, it was like... And I had to stop myself. But I carried on pretending. So, boys and girls, for this, I am truly sorry. So, not this time! Shout! Shout! Let it all out! Come on, England!
These are the things that we're thinking about. Help me out, I don't know the words!
Oh, God. See, Lee, it's number one in the charts in the UK, and you don't know the words.
Is that what you say? Top of the charts? How much is it sold? Three?
No. We'll come on to
I've got new headphones, Eric, and they keep falling off. They're worse than the old ones.
Oh, God.
Except they cover the whole of my ears, and I can hear you completely instead of just a bit of you.
Well, I don't know how to take that.
That's all that happens now. You can just hear a bit of you.
Yeah. Actually, I don't know now. Somebody will probably tell us. But I know you can get in the charts by selling sort of 50,000 tracks.
It's nothing like that. It's about 1,000, 10,000.
No. You're mixing up CDs with downloads, because now it's combined together. When I say tracks, I mean either downloads from the wonderful iTunes that we are on, as well as people who actually go in the shop and buy those bits of plastic, which I don't see the point of. Because there is no
point.
You'll
have to teach me to download, because I can't download.
You can't do it?
I can't upload either. I've got anything I want to upload.
I'll tell you what, boys and girls, occasionally Lee has uploaded bits to our
Eric!
to our server here, some programs he's made, some of the ghost hunts that he's done, and he's uploaded them to the servers here. And it's like... it's kind of like saying to a non-technical 25-year-old, you're about to go and drive the space shuttle, and you're launching in an hour. And the
chance have more chance of driving the space shuttle than I do downloading or uploading.
I know, that's what I mean.
I could upload the space shuttle to Saturn with more electricity.
You probably could. Anyway, as you will know, unless you've been on Mars, some great football results will go
to the mountains with the snow on top of it.
We'll come to the results in a minute. But one of the main things for Eric is this. In 1966, England won the World Cup. And I was a little lad then. Then we got knocked out several times because of penalties.
That's the fighting outside, isn't it?
No, that was the penalties, dear boy. I'll teach you about football as well in a minute. So, just to commemorate the fact that this Sunday, at the World Cup 2010 in South Africa, England is playing Germany. For the German fans, this.
You said I was politically incorrect.
I couldn't resist it.
I was just thinking, you know. I was just thinking.
Germany, sorry. I just couldn't help myself. Anyway.
Do you know what? I was just thinking, the World Cup is actually working out like World War II, isn't it? France, the USA turned up late and England had left to fight the Germans.
That is so predictable, that is. Everybody's using that gag. Oh, my word. Anyway, I've had so much fun this week. I actually had to change my T-shirt because I was sweating profusely during the England game. I was on the edge of my seat. My mate upstairs was shouting. I was shouting. It was unbelievable. And I'm thinking, so that's England through. And I'm thinking,
your mate upstairs. You live on the top floor of a block of apartments.
I don't live on the top floor. I live on the first floor.
First floor, do you?
Yeah.
I've been there. I had to climb loads of stairs.
That's the first floor, dear. It's only two sets of stairs. It's the first floor.
All right, you've got a lift to get up them.
Well, I don't use the lift. I walk.
Yeah.
True. Absolutely. Anyway, so I'm sitting there during the week, and it's Slovakia next against Italy. Italy, the current world champions, the people that won the last World Cup, Italy. And Slovakia went and scored. I couldn't believe it. Then they went and got another one. And I'm thinking, I don't believe this.
I don't believe it either, Eric. I'm all excited for you.
And then Italy Italy got one back. And I'm thinking, oh no, it's like 8 minutes to go. And then the Slovak striker gets another one, and it was a brilliant goal. Then Italy got another one, thinking, no! Anyway, the big result, Slovakia 3, see, I'm so screwed up, Italy 2, ciao Italia!
Did you hear about the bloke coming back from that match, the Italian coming back from that?
Oh,
he got
God.
Done for taking drugs and drink on a plane.
No.
He was actually, the headline was High Tiddly Eye Tie.
Sorry, Italy. Anyway.
Sorry, Italy.
Yeah. We're going to have so many sorries in this programme this week. So there I was. And do you know what was so bizarre? It was just like watching programmes from England off BBC World, where he got the news reports, and there was nobody. People were just diving off work, saying, I'm going to watch the match. Companies were bringing televisions in. On Radio 1, they were actually shaming companies that wouldn't let them bring tellies in, which was fab. Here, yesterday, there was, like, no cars. It was unbelievable. Then all of a sudden...
They all sold to buy tellies, didn't they?
Silly. And then all of a sudden, the biggest cheer of... I mean, my studio and office is away a bit from the football ground than any other houses. And when Slovakia got the third goal, I thought I was in a stadium somewhere. The cheers were outrageously loud. It was marvellous. So it's been a fabulous week. Thank you to the football teams for giving us some patriotism back in both countries. So well done to the pair of you. The good news is... we haven't probably going to have to play each other till the final, I think.
Who?
Slovakia and Slovakia and England. That, of course...
Are we going to play together?
Well, no. That always depends on the fact that both Slovakia and England get through to the final.
Oh, right. Is it not like, can't we just, like, do it?
No.
Just meet up somewhere on a park and have a play. Put your jumpers down.
No, you can't do that. Anyway, so many messages.
I have something to say about football. Well, sorry, I thought you were changing the subject.
No. I've got loads of messages to do.
Carry on.
Well, no, go on. You can get in. In you go.
All right. It's just a little thought that I had about football. And it's not a joke, it's not funny, and it's not rude.
Gosh.
Are you ready?
Yes.
Football is not a game, but a religion. A metaphysical island of fundamental truth in a highly verbalised, disguised society. A throwback of 30,000 generations of anthropological time. Do you know who said that? While you're asleep, I'll just tell the ladies and gentlemen and the boys and girls, and Eric can listen if he wants.
Right.
It was actually said by Arnold Mandel.
Oh, right. Is he related...
Go on.
Is he related to somebody then?
I've no idea who he is. I've never heard of him, have you?
Well, that was about as interesting as watching paint dry, wasn't it?
That was an intelligent...
Oh.
...existentialist comment on football.
Oh, right.
For our existentialist and intelligent listeners.
Listener.
What, we've only got one intelligent listener?
The rest of them are all having fun like me. Anyway,
I'm going to apologise to everybody who listens to the show now, because of you.
We have got so... I know Lee's got a bucket full of messages to do, like I have, so we'll get through some of them. We'll get through some of them. Tom says, go Slovakia, yay! Thanks, Tom. Martin and Steve like the video on Facebook, Fat Les and Vindaloo. Dun, 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 dun. Robert says, great result.
Leave me alone doing that.
That's good, isn't it? Robert says, great result for Slovakia, Eric. Party time over there tonight, methinks. And there's a few sore heads over here, Robert, to be very honest about it. Yeah, just one or two. Others that like the Slovak result. Ciao, Italy! Were the lovely Katarina, David Conway, Paul Bedford, Johnny Rees, and Jamie Campbell, to mention just a couple. David says, just don't need to meet Slovakia in the final. True. Very, very true. Gus says, congratulations to you and the Slovaks, especially beating Italy. But truth be known, Pop Red has always been crazy. Are you referring to me there, Gus, as when I arrived? I don't think so.
Gus should apologise while you apologise.
Ravi over in Canada says, wow, you'd think there was a footy match going on somewhere. Oh, of course, aren't the Canadians are not playing, are they? No.
Aren't they? I thought they were.
No, I don't.
Oh, God, I've got a joke on the Canadians playing.
No.
I'm glad you told me.
I don't think so. I could be. I think they were in it, but I'm not sure if they're through to the next bit.
Oh, have they been kicked out, those naughty Canadians?
I don't know. Anyway, Marcus says, I like this one, you can take the boy from England, but you can't take England out of the boy. Nice one, Eric, and good evening, Bob Brad. That's very
nice.
We like that immensely. There's a few more on that subject in a minute. We'll do some more on the football. Some more messages. Hi to Eric and Lee. Many thanks for the mention on last week's show. Sorry to disappoint you, but I was only a humble technician. Humble technician. If it wasn't for technicians... Who's that from? Roger. If it wasn't...
That's Roger, who's Thingy's mate.
Yes, well, oh. If it wasn't for technicians, Roger, people wouldn't be able to listen to radio, because if there's no technology working, and my mouth, and also technicians working, how would people hear it? Technicians are the most important part of any entertainment system. Otherwise, it doesn't work.
But you're also missing a point. You do need a radio. It's no good having a technician sitting on your mantelpiece.
Well,
you
actually,
can't just turn him on.
That's a bit difficult with this type of radio, but if it was medium-wave radio, I could make it work with virtually nothing. Anyway, Roger continues. He was a technician in the entertainment industry, starting in his local theatre in London, then working mostly in film for a big laboratory.
That's... My local theatre in London.
But working for a big laboratory on film, that's not just lowly point. I also spent some time in cinema management as well. Oh, yeah, that
oh,
was
wow.
the thing. What was that thing
that's
called?
That's a job I've always wanted.
It was something beginning with F. I'm sure it was F. Cinema. There was something that used to go on in cinemas.
That would be disgusting, Eric.
It began with F.
That's what I mean. Shut up.
It did. What was it? Films. That's the word. Films. Those old things.
Sorry.
Nobody watches them anymore. Took redundancy in 1997. Oh, sorry. And retrained as a security officer. Oh, that's actually quite a big job. Mm-hmm. And a door supervisor. I've also worked as an extra.
So he's a bouncer.
Yes, he's a bouncing techie. An extra in school TV programmes. And a film he's been in.
Ooh, I've been word. In a film.
Have you?
I've been in two films, actually. Yeah, I was a film extra for a while.
Were you?
What's that?
What makes you so special then, over a, sort of like a film star?
Well, extras are extra special, yeah. I was a special extra.
You had to think about that, didn't you?
Yeah. But of course, I was there.
Yeah, it's just a time delay between here and the UK. Roger concludes by saying, I was interested to hear you mention the name Cape Bread, as they were a big family who ran a farm in Denham in Buckinghamshire. Frank Seale was a local councillor, and the family did a lot for Denham. So might be worth seeing if it's related to your Cape Breads.
Everybody
oh, my God. We're going to have a tin... You know, we're going to have a packet full of them soon.
And a tin.
Yes. anyway, thanks for that, Roger. Keep the messages coming in. We'll do our best to get through some of them. Ruth
Can
was...
I do my messages yet?
Oh, go on, then. You do yours now.
Well, I've got... Well, all right, then. I've got one ear off... No, I haven't got one ear, because my headphones would fall off, then, wouldn't they? I've got... What? This is off Ros Dodd. A lovely, lovely young lady who I have known for a long time.
Oh.
She just says, the Germans should win. And so they should. She repeats it. She said, that, I did actually reply to her saying, well, they didn't win the war, did they?
Stop it. Don't mention the war.
And then, don't mention the war. No, and don't walk for it. Mind you, in your case, you can't do anything else. Can you? Anyway, Lieber, right?
Yes.
From Eccleshill. The reason I can remember her name is because I think of Lee Banks. drop the anks, right? Mm. And then think of a sheep. So I get Lieber.
You despair, don't
she
you?
She says, why? I don't despair. I think I'm lovely. Anyway, she says hello to her parents in Poprad and says she'll speak to them soon.
Uh-huh.
AJ, he's written in.
Hang on, can you read that out again? Because I didn't quite follow the relevance of that.
Which bit?
So there's a young lady that lives in Eccleshall.
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 Oh, it's actually right. spelled Eccleshall, but we posh people who live around the upper echelons of Staffordshire call it Eccleshall.
So you don't pronounce half the letters in it?
No.
Is that what you're saying? Lee, where the devil are. We've lost him again, boys and girls. Connection to the UK has disappeared, but now it's come back. What did you do?
Oh, you're not going to believe it. You'll just think I'm stupid.
Well, I know that anyway.
I've got a cup of coffee. Oh, no, don't be rude to me. Because I had a cup of coffee. And I don't have a cup of coffee now because I've knocked it over. I knocked it over in the excitement of the moment and the cup hit a bottle of water,
right.
which then fell onto the hub and knocked the hub off a table. The hub crashed onto the floor and went off.
You mean your internet hub?
My internet hub?
Yes.
Yeah, that thing that... Yeah, that that thing, that black thing you get that makes you talk to people like Eric.
Anyway, where were
we? The computer's gone up now.
Where were we?
Right. We were talking about Lieber.
That's right. So explain to me again about her.
Well, Lieber has come over to Eccleshall.
Right.
We've done the Eccleshall bit, haven't we?
Yeah, we've done that.
Right. She's come over to Britain to set up her own business over here.
Right.
And she's doing quite well, as far as I'm aware.
Good girl. Good girl.
She would like to say hello to her parents who still live in Poprad.
Oh, I see. Oh, I get it now. Sorry, I was being a bit dense before. Sorry.
So, can I just say hello to Lieber's parents in Poprad?
I think you've just done it.
Probably. I think I've done it about five times.
Right, have you got any more messages?
Well, I have, but I can't read. One says, oh, no, I can't read them.
Why?
Well, it's that touchy subject of our photographs.
No.
Not, and where not... they were last seen.
Ah, right. Is this Ruth?
No, this is AJ and the Duke.
I can't
read the Dukes.
But anyway, Ruth has just messaged us via Facebook and says...
Right.
She says, I just so happened to pick up a copy of my local newspaper this morning and was about to throw it straight into the bin. Well, yeah, I can understand that, Ruth. When I saw your face on the front of it. How cool! Yeah. I'm coming to Slovakia, so I'll bring it out with me. Well, thank you, Ruth. You're certainly getting your face and the radio station around. Ruth, with kisses underneath. Mm-mm-mm.
I like you, Ruth, and I don't live 2,000 miles away from you. I just live around the corner.
Kilometres, dear boy. Kilometres, not miles. Big difference.
Ow, I'm English. Anyway, so if you're doing them, I'll do them. AJ says, just saw your picture in the paper. It looks fantastic. You look like a criminal, Lee.
That figures. Yeah, I can understand that.
I'm not reading you the Dukes because it's just hurtful.
Oh, is it? Does it not sort of say that you look like Michael Douglas or something?
No, it's what it says about you. It's just hurtful. Duke, you should be ashamed of yourself saying that about our friend Eric.
Right. Well, anyway.
I'll tell you what, I'll Skype it you.
Right, okay, in a minute. Carrying on with Ruth's message, she says, P.S. I hear that Leeds United tickets are flying around for the next week. Yeah. Well, no, not quite, Ruth. But we can share with you now, boys and girls, that after the World Cup's finished, Leeds United, that very famous team from the UK, will be starting their summer training camp based in Aqua City, right across the road from me, in Slovakia. Leeds will be arriving on the 10th of July, playing a couple of friendly matches, and then leaving a week later. But I have to say to anybody listening, they are here for a training camp, not as a sort of open public, gawky looking at sort of thing. So if you're expecting to wander into their training camps, you can't. But what they are doing is, on the Sunday when they arrive here, they're opening up their training grounds to the public and the press and everybody else. So if you want to go and see the stars of Leeds United, you can actually come across, it's right opposite Aqua City, so you'll be able to see it, to the football stadium. And if you do come across, say hello to me as well, because I'll be there, RTI microphone in hand. And we'll be talking to some of the players, and there'll be loads of television people there and all sorts of stuff going on. And you'll be able to watch the players, a big sort of top flight UK team playing outside of Aqua City. Marvellous. Indeed. We've still got loads more football to come. I think we can probably do this now, actually. I think we've got time. Yeah. Don't forget, this weekend, we've also got Formula One and Wimbledon's on. He's gone quiet.
Hand me the noose now.
Did you see that world record game on Wimbledon? Whoa! I tell you what, boys and girls, at last!
It's taking Coronation Street off.
Good.
Everything.
Good. 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 Marvellous. We've got rid of
Judge Judy.
We've got rid of Panelak, and we've got rid of Aldonazia. Perfect. At last, there's a reason for television again. Actually, it's well worth mentioning. John Isner and Nicholas Mahut went into the record books this week for the longest tennis game ever. After 2 days on court, the pair were stuck at 59-59 in the fifth set when bad light stopped play. So this is now the longest professional match, the Wimbledon 2010 first round match, of course, where John took 11 hours and 5 minutes to beat Nicholas. And the final score, which the scoreboard couldn't cope with, I don't think anybody else could cope with, was 6-4, 3-6, 6-7, 7-6, and then 70-68. It's more like a flipping, I don't know, basketball score than a tennis game over the three-day period. But the nice thing was the pair were actually presented with special awards at Wimbledon. And, of course, the Queen was there this week for the first time since Virginia Wade won Wimbledon 30-odd years ago, Lee.
Ooh. I love you, Queen.
Here, what do you think?
What? I'm asleep the same as you were asleep when I was talking before.
Hang on. The Queen last went to Wimbledon when
I think the Queen's really sexy, you know.
Stop it. Behave. You have your head chopped off. The last time she went to Wimbledon,
she'd have to catch me first, and I can tell you, I can run.
Yeah, right. She was at Wimbledon when Virginia Wade won, which is over 30 years ago. She's been back this year, so maybe Henman will win. Is it Tim Henman? Is that the bloke? Or is it Andy Murray?
Tim Henman?
No, it's Murray, isn't it?
How do I know, Eric?
I don't know. Anyway, also this weekend, mustn't forget, because it's absolutely perfect. So on Sunday, we've got the European Grand Prix in Valencia. Are you still awake, Lee? I knew that was
I'm not. Oh, yes, sorry, I am.
Right.
No, I'm
the not. Race starts at...
It's very interesting. I can't help the fact that I'm a sports philistine.
Well, it's funny.
Sure, everybody's really, 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 really interested.
I'm sure they are. Well, actually, looking at television, they are, actually. Now, the Grand Prix starts at 1400.
I've got a belt of that.
Well, yeah. So that finishes in time. So I can watch the Grand Prix. We can watch Hamilton and Button win that. That'll be good in British-made cars. So it will finish in time for the English match that starts later. So then I can watch that as well. But I tell you what, I am a bit not... I mean, your average...
I think I've got to knock me up over again.
What, so your internet don't work? But yeah, the funny thing is...
I have to listen to this.
The weird thing is... People that wouldn't normally be interested in sport, with all the flags flags flying around, people with the national flags on their cars, being not nationalistic but patriotic, it's just amazing.
That's the difference. I have to say, if I can interject,
you interject
with an intelligent comment on football. Like, I know you didn't like the existential one. Well, here's my anthropological one.
Mm.
I feel. I've never been interested in football all my life. I've never have. I once ended up going to a football match by accident, and that broke me duck. I didn't have a duck with me.
That's cricket. That's cricket.
Is that cricket? Sorry. Yes. Right. Anyway, I was just trying to be hip sport-wise.
Mm.
Anyway, but the difference is now the British media, and more power to them, are painting this as a party time. Britain's big party time.
Well, that's
even I'm getting off on that.
Well, that's exactly what the Slovaks are doing.
From this 2 weeks, it'd be brilliant.
We'll be back in part two of Postcard from Pop Rad Boys and Girls, where we carry on talking about football. Lee will be on life support as we go through part two of Postcard from Pop Rad. We'll be back in just a couple of seconds.
From the heart of Europe to the world, RTI.